You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Kerry, I would like to begin by paying my respect to the traditional owner of the land, Waka Waka people, elder past, present and emerging. Now, just answering your questions, yes, the travel restriction has come into place last night, 11:59 p.m. Now, it's a for us as a Sherpa community, it's going to be a different because even we fall under the indigenous community's travel restriction. Sherpa always relied to get all the groceries from Murgan, Kingaroy, and then the surrounding towns. So it's going to be a challenge for us. And we are already, even if today is the first day, we are finding, the people are finding a hard.
What are some of the mob from Sherpa coming to you and saying about this situation that they're now facing, which they wouldn't have faced, I'm sure, not for a very long time up at Sherberg Mission?
Yeah, Kerry, you are absolutely right. I think this, I've spoken with some of the elders, I think, since the permit days, Kerry, this is the first time where people have been stopped going to the surrounding towns. Now, I have someone came up regarding the grocery prices are too high in the store that in Sherberg at the moment. So we haven't got the medication that we need for our elders in communities. So we're already finding a challenges. We haven't got the fuel in community at the moment. So I know the intent is correct to stop the COVID-19 virus to come into the community, but I think government should have been more prepared, especially for the community like Sherberg, to have those basically resupply should have been organized a bit better, you know.
I understand there is a checkpoint that's been established at the Sherberg Murgan Road. Can you explain what will happen when Sherberg mob come in and out of that checkpoint?
So currently they've got a checkpoint on the Murgan Sherberg Road, Kerry. Now that checkpoint, no one can leave from community outside unless there is an basically, everyone must stay in Sherberg unless there is a medical emergency that they need to leave for to the hospital in Kingaroy, Toowoomba, or Brisbane. Otherwise, no one can go out unless there's an exemption, which is very, very strict too. From outside towns, only an essential services business can come in, which include the health services, education, the support that gives to the children support services, council worker, essential workers, your police, your emergency services. So it's a very, very strict. When you go to the checkpoint, when you want to come to the community, you have police there, you have security guys, and you have the Queensland Health who does your health checkup with temperature and with basic quests.
And is it correct that if someone does leave the community, they are not allowed back in for 14 days, that they would need to quarantine?
That's correct. Again, Kerry, that's been written in the notice that if someone goes out of the town, they will not let them in unless they go to that 14 days quarantine. It's almost similar to the airport, what they're doing at the moment, Kerry. You know, when you come from the overseas, at the moment, they're putting them into the 14 days quarantine. So it's similar kind of approaches at the checkpoint at the moment. So I read again, if you leave the community, you will not be allowed unless you have an exemption from the human biosecurity officer or have self-isolated for 14 days. So basically, you have to self-isolate for 14 days.
I can imagine if I was placed on a small community such as Sherberg, it would be very hard and a stressful time at the moment, I imagine, for some people.
Kerry, it's going to be, as I said, it's unknown territory at the moment because we haven't gone through this stage for so many years now. So it's going to be challenging given the people. Sherberg fought for the freedom, Kerry, to be frank. You know, people wanted that freedom. So now the intent is right to stop the COVID-19 coming to the community. As I said, the government should have worked with council to be more organized with resupply. You know, we should have more options available in community before before we would have done this lockdown.
Do you have enough medical supplies at Sherbrooke Hospital?
I spoke with the manager at hospital today morning. I think they're still working, so hopefully they would have the medical supplies. But then I can't imagine that they will have everything what community needs, you know. So there will be challenges in medication too, which is a very, very key for our elders here. So we need to wait and see what happens in coming days.
What other challenges are you facing at the moment at Sherbrooke Aboriginal Shire Council?
The challenges that we going to face is that it's an unknown timing. We don't know how long the lockdown be in place for our community. So people are getting anxious at the moment. There's lots of panic. I've seen today morning when I went out, I've seen angry community people come and saw me. So as I said, it's going to be a challenging. We are a small community, but we haven't got any grocery store. We have a store now, but like Sherbrooke community members always relied on Morgan and King Roy to get all their supplies. So as I said, it's going to be challenging. There's a panic at the moment in community. So we are looking for challenging days ahead.
You mentioned there that some people are getting angry. Why are they getting angry and what sort of things are they saying to you?
Since today morning, I've got the two things that has come up on my desk, Kerry. That one is the prices are too high at the moment at shop. So you know that our community people already struggling with their finances, and when you charge them a higher cost, I don't think is reasonable. And the second thing was the medication. There are lots of elders. They have a need of medication, and if we haven't got the medication in community, to me, that's going to be the second challenge. I had a phone call regarding what's happening with the fuel at the moment. So those are my challenges, Kerry.
Sounds like a time of no other that we've experienced in our lifetime.
Kerry, I've spoken with, I've been having a meeting with the elders, and they've told me that they haven't seen this for a long, long time. So as I say, this it's going to be... We're going to work together to make this community safe. It can be with this COVID-19, but our challenge is going to be to get the resupply done correctly in community, give them options with the groceries, with the right price, and then probably we can get through this tough time.
We do know, of course, that back in 1919, there was the Spanish influenza, which in particular had a very devastating impact on Sherbrooke residents. So if you like, we could say that was the last epidemic that did come through Sherbrooke community, or Baramba, as it was known back then. Are any community mob talking about the Spanish influenza that came through Sherbrooke all those years ago?
Kerry, yes. I spoke to Uncle Eric Law. Uncle Eric Law is a well-known community elder, he told me regarding the Spanish influenza in 1919, where it affected the highest affected people were Baramba at that time, where I think 60% of our community members were infected. And we had, unfortunately, I think that time we lost our respected community. I think there were 75 members that we lost that time, Kerry. So, we definitely discussed that. We are taking this flu very, we are taking this COVID-19 very seriously. There is a benefit if we can stop this virus to come to our community. As I mentioned earlier, if we can sort it out, this resupply in community, if we get the right price, if we get fuel back in community, then we can get through this thing, Kerry.
Is there anything more that you think government would be able to do to help at this time?
My main thing to government is if they can help us with resupply, if they can source a few trucks of groceries, bring to my community here, Kerry, with the right price, we would be very, very happy. Community would be very, very happy. That hasn't happened. I've been speaking with my district disaster management group very, very soon regarding that issue. And if they can help us to bring the trucks of groceries for community people, that would be fantastic. Because people are already struggling here. You know, financially, we have high unemployment rate in community, and there are not many jobs at the moment. So we will need all the support from both state and federal to get through this tough time.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.